This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There is no longer any doubt the unified corporate globalist-owned media is pushing an open race war in America. The NFL and every other Hollywood-connected group of narcissistic, self-entitled, rich dirtbags have lined up like cowards, believing they'll break the will of the American people, when all they're doing is irrevocably separating the boys from the men. As the true patriots in America of every color come together and forever separate ourselves from the globalists and the pushers of guilt. That's all coming up. But first, the looming threat of nuclear war. North Korea says the U.S. has already declared war.
Following President Trump's condemnation of tyrannical dictatorships at the United Nations last week, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho made the dangerous assumption that the United States has declared war with North Korea.
And North Korea's foreign minister said that President Trump had declared war on North Korea and that it reserves the right to take countermeasures, including shooting down U.S. aircraft. Does the White House view President Trump's comments at the UN as a declaration of war?
Not at all. We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
The absurd reality that a person like Trump, a mentally deranged person full of megalomania and complacence, the person who is chastised even by American people as Commander in Grief, Lion King, President Evil, is holding the seat of the U.S. president, and the dangerous reality that the gambler who grew old using threats, frauds, and all other schemes to acquire a patch of land holds the nuclear button. These are what constitute the gravest threat to the international peace and security today. During his 8 months in power, he has turned the White House into a noisy marketing place full of crackling sounds of abacus bees, and now he has tried to turn the UN arena into a gangster's nest where money is respected and bloodshed is the order of the day. He tried to insult the supreme dignity of my country by referring it to a rocket. By doing so, however, he committed an irreversible mistake of making our rocket's visit to the entire U.S. mainland inevitable all the more. In case innocent lives of the U.S. are harmed because of this suicide attack, Trump will be held totally responsible. What else could be a bigger threat than the violent remarks such as pouring fire and fury, total destruction coming from the top authority of the world's biggest nuclear power? The very reason the DPRK had to possess nuclear weapons is because of the U.S., and it had to strengthen and develop its nuclear force onto the current level to cope with the U.S. The only valid philosophical principle is that force must be dealt with force, and nuclear weapons of tyranny must be dealt with nuclear hammer of justice.
President Trump responded in a tweet saying, "Just heard Foreign Minister of North Korea speak at UN. If he echoes thoughts of little Rocket Man, they won't be around much longer." This exchange gives Kim Jong-un's irrational dictatorship all the propaganda it needs to shoot down U.S. bombers that have been performing drills in international waters. Meanwhile, serious sanctions are underway as China bans exports of petroleum products and imports of North Korean textiles. missiles beginning October 1st. Additionally, President Trump signed off on a ban of travelers from North Korea, Chad, and Venezuela, barring senior government officials from those countries from obtaining non-immigrant visas. North Korea is just beginning to feel the pressure of President Trump's rallying of the international community to take the DPRK seriously. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
We're locked and loaded. Spread the word.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We've got it.
North Korea is saying they will preemptively strike the United States and have threatened the American people to remove Donald Trump from office, so they'll basically hit us with hydrogen bombs dipped on top of intercontinental ballistic missiles. They've been terrorizing their own slave population for almost 70 years, and now they think they can shake their fist at us and do the same thing. Former congressman and all-around really intelligent historian and medical doctor, Ron Paul, will be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. He's written a big article that's up at newswars.com, and it's also on infowars.com. Ron Paul, how to end the Korea crisis. Kim joined Saddam, Gaddafi, Assad on a list of madmen, says Paul. And Kim Jong-un better understand, when they start calling you a madman at the Pentagon, that means you're about to get killed, buddy. And I don't want this to happen. I don't want to have to go to nuclear brinksmanship, but you are about to get blown off the map, just like the Germans, just like the Japanese, and just like everybody else. So, you want it. All your little stupid communist outfits, you're about to get it. And I understand the globalists are in the middle of this, and I understand America's got problems, and I understand all that, but I was against the Iraq War. I was against backing the Arab Spring. I was against all the wars that turned out to be frauds. But this one is real and never stopped since 1953. It's just been hit on pause. Like you're playing a video game, you hit pause, or you're watching a movie, you hit pause, you know, go take care of something, come back an hour later. Well, you come back. How many years has it been since 1953? 60 plus years. And the game never stopped, and we've got the third generation of a hereditary dictator there. And I understand it's not just that if we nuke North Korea, then other countries may preemptively hit us down the road. They might do it that day. Or India and Pakistan, who've already been threatened to nuke each other, might do it. Or India and China. They say war is like a virus. And once it starts spreading at that level, it gets out of control. Like fire, war is extremely dangerous. And in times of global crisis, political unrest, economic unrest, global hysteria, large populations, things of this nature come to a head and planets align in a very dangerous way that adds accelerant to the fire, like 150-mile-an-hour winds on a dry day through the forest. And I've got four children. I know that I thank God and my lucky stars every single day that we're not already in the middle of a giant nuclear war, that we've survived this long. And so I certainly don't at some primitive level want to show Kim Jong-un who's the better man, and I associate nationalistic with America, and so I want to have a war so I can have some more national pride. The truth is our government gave them the nuclear reactors and the missiles to create a strategy of tension in the region and have an excuse for us to be there. But we didn't originally put the communists in. We fought them. As far as Korea goes, we did put Mao in 47, 48, 49 fully, just a few years before this war started, and he turned around and stabbed America in the back and saw us as weak and decided he was going to take Korea, Vietnam, and everything else. But the intellectuals inside our government thought communism was a better system because they'd be in charge of it. There's an article up on newswars.com right now where a West Point grad who's a Kaepernick fan has written inside of his hat, communism will win right as he's graduating. That image, that photo, that story is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We'll be getting to it, and we just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. There's a lot of powerful forces in each country manipulating to get more control over their populations and to obviously power grab even more control. But what you've got is a bunch of people in this nation that have been taught that it's cool, that have been taught that it's fun, that have been taught that that's how they get attention, that have been taught that the more chips on your shoulder you have, it's like more degrees. And the bigger a thumbsucker you are, and the lazier you are, and the more entitled you are, and the more arrogant you are, the more powerful you are. But of course you're not. You're losers. And the NFL and other gladiatorial diversions are what helped lull America to sleep. And we decided that the NFL was America. Not our coal mines, not our industry, not our churches, not our beliefs, not our Second Amendment, not our religious freedom, not our strength, not our will, not our dogged, rugged individualistic spirit that refuses to back down. No, we were taught that men out there in simulated combat were the greatest heroes. And as the society became decadent and more narcissistic and corrupt and more godless and more pathetic, just as Hollywood became completely degenerate and completely anti-American, so have all the other spoiled bastions of elitism. And now their final enjoyment is politically hating their own fans, culturally hating their own fans, and having giant, entitled pity parties directed by the most vicious, ruthless think tanks and crime syndicates and multinational combines the world has ever seen. If you ever wanted to witness the full bore battering ram attack to knock down America and to break our will and to bully us into globalist submission, to hate ourselves, to hate our flag, to hate our freedom, to hate our military, to hate everything, because we're the big object to capture for global domination. You capture America, you have the world. The communists, the socialists, put in by robber barons, protected by the technocrats to this day, because they sit and enslave their people. They squat on top their slave populations. They are who the globalists want to deal with, in Carol Quigley's own words at Georgetown, top political science professor there, author of Tragedy and Hope, trainer of hundreds and hundreds of high-level State Department and CIA officials to understand the great vision, the great worldview, the great program of authoritarianism by every flavor, by every color of the rainbow, but still the great goal of total global domination and social engineering over every aspect of human activity to the point of rendering a rebellion by the people as is impossible as a rebellion of sheep against the practice of eating mutton, to quote Bertrand Russell. They have many tools to control us. They first claim they have the moral high ground, that they're the intellectuals. They claim they're the resistance. They claim they're battling the establishment when they at the NFL and they in Hollywood and they in the big TV networks and the entertainment combines are all extensions of the true global ruling class that wishes to dynamite the ladders of ascendancy for their fellow humans, so that they can control the development, both culturally, evolutionary, and spiritually, of the human species. It's a cold-blooded, full-bore, 110% pure, selfish power grab. And look at what we have here. 3 years of people kneeling and bitching at the bloated, pathetic NFL, as their ratings are down more than 35% from just 3 years ago. And as the stadiums are more than half empty, in some areas it's down by 50, 60% on average 40. Got the numbers right here. That's flatlining. And I love all the decadent, slob-like, pathetic, I'm going to skip this break, owners all trying to lock arms together against America, thinking that if they can just break the will of Trump, that somehow the fans will come back when what you've done is assured that 30, 40% is never coming back. And another 20 or 30% will soon follow. And then they're going to stop watching you on TV entirely because everybody's got a sick feeling now that they're in the enemy camp, that they're being preyed on by a bunch of losers when they're part of this. And so a beautiful thing is happening because they captured the NFL, they captured American institutions, they've been beating us over the head with them. And now because they pushed and pushed and pushed into all the sanctums of where people just wanted to take off time and sit around and, you know, watch the Fox Sunday football with Terry Bradshaw and all the rest of them to just see unified America hate, unified virtue signaling, unified hype, unified peer pressure by a bunch of followers and a bunch of losers. Because if you don't bow to what the globalists want, and then and it'll be every other little social signal after this. If you don't give in to this, if you don't do whatever they say, if you don't accept that you're bad and you're racist and you're evil and that you've got to politically do whatever they say in this new cult you're in, well, we're going to get you fired. You know, the Hispanic gentleman, I won't even say his name now because it's a shameful name, not an honorable name to a great extent. They threatened to fire him just like the coach said he was looking at disciplining him on Sunday. He was the lone stealer, Alejandro, that would come out, Army veteran, Army Ranger veteran, and put his hand over his chest. But see, the rest of the team had said, no, we're a cult. You don't have free speech. We can act like we're pissing on Trump in the end zone. That's okay. Nobody gets fined for that. We can cuss during the national anthem. We can do whatever we want. Just don't go put your hand over your chest. That's a no-no. You violated the team. You're bad. We're going to fire you. So he came out and said, I'm ashamed of myself, of what I did. Because they're threatening his, what is he getting paid, $4, $5, $6 million a year? They're threatening his paycheck. In the end, Alejandro Villanueva's beliefs were more complicated than many wanted to hear. Oh, it's a complicated thing because he's looking at getting fired now. So he says he's ashamed. They go, just forget about him. Let him get his paycheck. It was complicated. He says, I apologize. I'm ashamed of myself. I made my teammates look bad. These are all quotes. That's the cult we live in America, folks, where you write in your hat at West Point the communism will win and put your fist up, you're about to get a job probably running a subdirectorate of a major intelligence agency. You call yourself reality winner. You say you hate white people, they should all be genocided, and you want to join ISIS. You get promoted to running an entire NSA FBI database. You say you hate America, you're going to the top. You're like Jack Posobiec, quietly in naval intelligence for his country, based over in Asia, you name it, comes back, fights for the Trump campaign, helps him win, running one of his biggest groups. They say, oh, the president likes Jack Posobiec. He loses his security clearance. Let's kick him out of the Navy if we can. But man, another guy pulls open a Che Guevara shirt and says communism will win. And you know now in the halls of power, young man, you're a good traitor. You're going to lower that drawbridge and bring down the republic. We need scum like you. Good job. That's how late the hour is. And look at these clips we've got coming up. NBA coach. White people especially need to be made to feel uncomfortable. Oh, like the 10-to-1 attacks on whites by blacks because they deserve it? The black folks in the... I've got a couple crime reports right here. The guy that went in and shot a bunch of people, killing folks in that Tennessee church because they were white and Christian, and he was an immigrant from Sudan and a Muslim. He said on his Facebook, and he confessed to the police, he said, I wanted to kill a bunch of white people because they're racist. Well, if they weren't before, they might be now, and I think that's a bad thing. White folks on average see through all this. I wonder if there'll be anybody taking knees for those folks that got shot in the face, in the back. No. In fact, remember a year ago the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys wouldn't even have a few seconds for the 5 dead police officers, a couple of them black, in Dallas, who got shot in the back by Black Lives Matter and killed, and they denied the request. They told the Dallas Police Department, you got to pay money for that. And of course, you know the NFL's getting paid. You know, it's come out. They're getting paid for everything you see them do. All this anti-American crap, they're getting paid by big foundations. Just like Comedy Central's getting paid to put out a show every night of the week, lying about yours truly, misrepresenting what I say and what I do. And I don't even know if I'll even address that, though they want fodder for their little show, because they're not really that important. But it is important to address the propaganda, and in the piece, they let you know, their first show last night, who the enemy is. And you notice China, I first told you this about a decade ago, but now it's been all the news. China finances the majority of U.S. movies and all six of the big movie houses, the production companies. And they pay, in some cases, $20 million per film to just show a line of communist Chinese flags, to show a Politburo, and to have the Chinese president, who's a dictator, save the world from the aliens. They paid money for that in Arrival. Look it up. They paid money in The Martian that America couldn't produce booster rockets to get to Mars in the rescue mission, but the Chinese had rockets. They had to get them from us. The U.S. won't even let us produce our own rockets now as part of strategic sabotage under Obama. We have to get them from the Russians. The United States had as good of boosters as the Russians have now in the 70s, but the plans were destroyed under secret executive order. That's right. The plans drawn up by the German scientists were destroyed. More globalist sabotage. And one of these shows, the opposition. See, in the show he goes, we're the conservatives, we're the opposition to the resistance. That's the big lie. When we're the resistance, Trump's the resistance, you're the resistance. We have the whole power structure, the whole globalist force. The communist Chinese, the Pope, Hollywood, the media, the big think tanks, the big telecoms, the big computer companies, the big social networks, Facebook, Twitters, Googles, all against Trump and America and the resurgence. And the NBA and the National Baseball League and all of it, all lined up against us. And little InfoWars is one of the big threats. Little InfoWars. And then the first thing they tell you in their promo, China isn't real. No, brother. We've sent our reporters many times to China. We've had our reporters inside North Korea. I get on the phone and talk to high-level people in the agencies, you name it, the president. What do you mean I don't know that China's real? That's what they sell, that we're these insular country bumpkins that don't know. Well, I know China is probably, in fact, let's look into it, because I know they're funding Time Warner Productions, and I know they've had a bunch of mergers and stuff. Isn't Comedy Central, I meant to do this morning to check it, I don't even pay attention, aren't they owned by Time Warner? Please look that up for me. No, I know, Comedy Central, who owns Comedy Central? Who owns Comedy Central? Let's put that in the search engine. And I guarantee you, because I know Time Warner gets money from the communist Chinese, I know Universal, I know Fox, I know they all do. So I said, notice, I went from memory. It's either Viacom or it's been going back and forth. So Viacom, it's owned by Viacom. Viacom gets massive money. They own CBS. They own a bunch of the production houses. Viacom's the biggest media company in the world. Shumner Redstone is its founder, Viacom Group. And they are so in bed with the communist Chinese, it'll make your head spin. So now when they go, look at these dumbass nationalist Americans, Alex Jones, he says China isn't real. Hey, that's a lie. You think that little candy-ass host that reads off teleprompters knows their demographics, their numbers, about the Qin dynasty, their wars against Japan, the history of what happened in South Korea, all the different angles, about Chiang Kai-shek, the nationalists, how the CIA put Mao in, all the different white papers written about how the CIA supported... No, they don't know any of that. I know so much on China, it makes my head hurt. But see, we can get a skinny, slender, guy with a psychopath physique, and he can sit there and wolf-like tell you that Alex Jones doesn't know anything. That Alex Jones says China isn't real. And they call it the opposition. And they've got a term here about mental nationalism. Well, if you don't have nationalism in your own interest at heart, you're called a slave. But see, they invent these new words. The media acts like they're great linguists when they have giant teams of hundreds pouring over this crap they put out. It's not even funny. They all hail it as God. And they spew all this bull. It's all coming up today. Congressman Ron Paul on a plan to stop the North Korean crisis. That's on InfoWars.com as well. But we're not intellectual like you. No.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You'll be arrested on site. UN peacekeeping here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We also have the Real News with David Knight. That is weekday mornings from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. when I go live. And then right after we end at 3 p.m. Central, you have Owen Schroyer and, of course, the great War Room as we battle for the Republic against the globalist. Roger Stone gave us his exclusive last night video and the text of his testimony to Congress behind closed doors. today on the Russiagate situation. As soon as he comes out today, I'll have a live video press conference that we'll be captioning. It'll be fed on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. DrudgeReport.com is a link to the exclusive video testimony and the exclusive text at DrudgeReport.com as well. So we'll give you more on that as it unfolds. More on North Korea, more on the NFL. But this NFL thing is absolutely gigantic because they're trying to break our will. And they're trying to say in your own country, your flag's racist, your nation's bad. And then once you've learned to bow, quite literally bowing to Zod, Superman, bow to Zod. That's not just in fiction, that's in the real world. Once you show your subservience to George Soros and their psychological warfare combine, where they've used cultural differences to bring down the Middle East, to bring down Eastern Europe, to bring down countless nations and peoples, they're now doing it here, and it's in the WikiLeaks that they're using culture war to carry that out. And we've got the Republican establishment that is involved in it as well. We're going to get to that in a moment. The very powerful words of Stephen Bannon. But know this, globalism is a consortium of other nations and megacorporations empowered by slave labor via China to dominate and take control of the nation state of America and to culturally and economically deindustrialize us and break our will. And whether it's Viacom or whether it's News Corp or whether it's Time Warner, there's only six big movie houses owned by five big companies that have 95% of mainstream media control, and they are all now chiefly financed by the communist Chinese because they're going bankrupt. First, they sell the country out. First, they impoverish the nation. Then they make all their major films China-centric and communist-supportive. And now we see Bill Maher, HBO. We see all these Hollywood stars saying, we like Kim Jong-un, we hate Trump, trade leaders with us. That's very sick and very evil, even if you hate Trump. But that's how far they've gone in the financing of Hollywood by communist China. And when you look at Viacom and Comedy Central that it owns, and you look at how all their major programs attack yours truly and the president and others and misrepresent what we say, and take it out of context to demonize us and tell us that they're the resistance. Yeah, they're the globalist resistance to America. And they are against this country, just like the NFL is. They are disgusting, and they've all got to be cut off. They've got to be fully bankrupted. And they're jokes. And they know that they're bought and paid for. They're consciously against this country. And that's why every major movie you see that's based in science fiction or based in modern affairs or based in military activity, the communist Chinese come in and save America. Hell, the director of the Transformers is coming out with a movie that's based on Escape from New York, where the communist Chinese join with the U.S. military in a coup to remove Trump. I mean, this is naked. And all you need to know about the opposition is they're the establishment, and that Comedy Central is the opposition to America, and they are the opposition to the resistance. So when they put up stuff like China isn't real and stuff like that, it's like Lloyd Blankfein coming out a few months ago when Trump had Infrastructure Week and said, how's that going for you, Trump, knowing Congress was blocking it. And saying, I just got back from China. We're moving our main operations. It's incredible. Yeah, and the slave plants are great. And the suicide nets are great. And the forced abortion is great. And the organ harvesting of Christians and Buddhists is great. But it doesn't matter because you're Lloyd Blankfein. And you've got this sick thing about somebody was rude to your grandpa in New York once when he got off a boat or something. So you think if you just destroy America and hate America, that somehow it's going to empower you, even though you are America, Lloyd Blankfein. And the media thinks it's cute and CNBC. Oh, look how he trolled the president and talked about how pathetic we are. Yay! Let's all get on the traitor bandwagon. We're going to break all this down, and I'm going to get back into the Harry Caray, the seppuku, the suicide for all the linguists over there at Viacom that are so delicate geniuses and so smart and teach us how conservatives are low information voters. When I've been out to your crowds, they're the dumbest, ugliest, stupidest people I've ever seen in the Democratic Party. I mean, they're sad. I feel sorry for them. They look like they got hit by a mental retardation beam and like they've been drinking fluoride. Oh, I guess they have, which CNN now has to admit causes mutation, brain damage, everything else. Entire Dallas Cowboy team takes a knee, gets booed. Flashback, NFL denied Cowboys request to honor cop slain in Dallas. CNN, MSNBC, slave master Trump wants race war, wishes blacks were kneeling in the cotton fields again. Well, that's all made up, but I do know what's happening. Whites all over the place are getting killed, and a lot of poor immigrants from Eastern Europe that are white are moving into black areas, and every couple of days they get shot or hit over the head with a hammer or killed, and people say, I killed them because they're white. Black Lives Matter, as if Eastern Europeans had anything ever to do with the slave trade. You look at Arabs, almost all Arabs' lineage were involved in the slave trade. That's all they had there in the desert was slave trading and controlling of the different trade routes, the silk routes and others. That's what Mecca was. It was a big slave bazaar. Maybe 2% of Americans that were here before 1868 had slaves. 2%. Most whites come from sharecroppers that were slaves. There was indentured servitude in Europe, the same thing, serfdom, feudalism. Look it up for all the big linguists over at Viacom. Oh, they know what it is. They're not going to tell you about it. We are. And they sit there totally cold-bloodedly knowing what they're doing. And, oh, notice you're not going to hear any more in the news now because it happened 2 days ago. A black guy, racist black Muslim that we brought into our country and gave everything. Not even working a job, big old swole up roid head on a narcissistic power trip of himself, went and killed some whites, went and found some whites, and too bad one of them had a gun and, you know, shot back. He could have killed more people. But you know, enjoy the supermax prison you're going to there. You'll probably get released, though. It's all cute. It's all fun. You're not going to hear anything about him. You're not going to hear any whites bitching either. And, like, blaming all blacks for it. Jesse Jackson, Trump's NFL statement show, slave master, servant mentality. NBA coach, white people had to be made to feel uncomfortable. Another virtue signaling idiot of the Spurs. Tennessee church shooter admits to crime as bizarre Facebook post surfaces. But again, that's okay. You're not going to hear anything about those guys. You're not going to hear any virtue signaling about that because that's a white devil. That's a bunch of white devils that got shot and killed. Oh, but don't worry. In Berkeley, they allowed the March Against White Supremacy to happen. Nobody attacked that because it was the Antifa scum and the faculty having their march. But they banned Milo and everybody else and then physically attacked my reporters, who I didn't order to go. They wanted to go. Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz. And then they broke into her car and ransacked it and tore up our equipment. There's video of that up on Infowars.com. But that's okay. You don't have a right to have speech. And then when we catch you filming us in our speeches, we're going to follow back to your car and rob it and tear it up. And then we're going to attack women. But that's because, see, they're the heroes fighting Hitler, so it's okay. It's fun. It's a bunch of wimps that just live here in the country and direct violence and then say, I just came and shot your church up. I just came and beat up a woman. I just came and shut down your free speech. I just robbed your car. I just shot a cop in your face. And they've got the NFL player, we can show it, hiking his leg and acting like he pee-peed. Oh, he didn't get fined for that, though. Because, you know, you work for the team. You're not allowed to have your own speech on the field. Not allowed to flip folks off or whatever. But, oh, you can practice peeing on the president and then later say, no, I'm practicing pissing on the president. That's what it is. It's peeing, right? It's dominating you. We're only paid $20 million a year. I hate this country. because Viacom told me to. Sumner Redstone told me to. Yeah, well, old Sumner Redstone got locked up by his family, is hanging on by his fingernails right now, like he did off that balcony in that fire. But he's not going to be able to hold on forever. Oh, no. And the devil, his God, is waiting with a big open mouth. Just whoa, right there for you, Sumner, and all the rest of the scum at Viacom. We're going to do some big reports on the Chinese money going into Viacom, the communist state-run money going into Viacom. That story's up on News Wars, peeing in America's face. InfoWars reporter, car vandalized. That's okay. They deserve it. Violent crime rises in U.S. in Democratic cities. 2 years running. Oh, yeah, actually getting killed by black-on-black 90-plus percent of the time, but that's okay. Most of the blacks are getting aborted. That's all right with the liberals because they're there to enslave them and everybody else. And the racial attacks on whites only intensifies every day, and it just gets in the back of the paper. They usually won't even say who did it. But first, let me get into this right now. Bannon warns GOP establishment, your day of reckoning is coming. And I'm really proud of Bannon, trying to keep Trump on the straight and narrow and being run out by the generals and others. And he really is supporting right folks. He really is supporting good, real Tea Party, libertarian, Americana, what you call Yellow Dog Democrat type folks as well, just people that aren't out to get the country. And you've got this whole race going on in Alabama. And he just leveled his political guns right on the people around the president. He said the president's a great guy, but he got misinformed about who to back. And now it's an example of a fight over the heart and soul of the Republican Party of who wins this runoff election, this primary Republican election. And here are some of these powerful clips from Bannon. First, let's get to this clip. Bannon on NFL protest. They should take a knee every night and thank God Donald Trump's president. Because even though he disagrees with some of what Trump's doing, just like Senator Paul said on this show a few months ago, and just like his father, I guarantee he'll say next hour, we ought to thank God every day we got Trump in because Hillary would have been even worse on war and the economy and so many other issues. But here's Bannon on NFL protest.
You know, about taking a knee for the national anthem, I said in this speech tonight, if people in this country take a knee and the National Football League players want to take a knee, they should take a knee at night, every night. And thank God in heaven Donald J. Trump is president of the United States. He has saved this country so much grief. He has done such a tremendous job with virtually no help. And that's what I meant when I said that. I stepped out to make sure that Mitch McConnell and the Republican establishment starts to have a Republican back. Because you know what? Mitch McConnell wouldn't be majority leader if Donald Trump didn't drag a half a dozen senators across the goal line in November. So it's time for the Republican establishment to step up and have the back of President Trump.
Steve Bannon's the real deal. Blue-collar Democrat, union family, whole nine yards, and he understands the scam against all working people. And if you want real prosperity, folks, just let the Bannon plan get delivered. It's classic Americana, JFK program. And that's why the globalists are pissed, man. They think this country's theirs. The communist Chinese have bought controlling interests in all five major mega companies and all six subsidiary movie production houses, studios. I mean, that's how far gone we are, folks. Every episode of these Comedy Central shows have some Chinese communist worship piece. So those dictators over there that keep Christians in cages and sell their organs and have factories with suicide nets around them can sit there and feel powerful. And so these media outlets get access to the Chinese communist market. Can you imagine what sellout scum these people are? They're all a bunch of failed comedians and actors that read off teleprompters that enemies of this country fill. Nobody's... Give them a document cam shot around the room. Give them a shot. There's no script here. Only the truth and red, white, and blue and taking it to the enemy. And we're going to win. Stephen Bannon, the GOP elite... represented by Mitch McConnell, hold me in contempt. I swear their contempt as a badge of honor. Absolutely. I love that fact. It's incredible. It's a badge of honor. Let's go to the next clip.
The Republican, the elites represented by Mitch McConnell, right, hold me in contempt, right? They think I'm a bad guy. They think I'm a dangerous guy. I wear their contempt as a badge of honor, okay? They have helped destroy this country. They have done nothing but allow economic hate crimes against the working men and women in the heartland of this country. The factories went to China and the drugs came in, okay? We've got to stop it. Tomorrow in Alabama, the good folks of Alabama got a choice. This is Jeff Sessions' seat, Sean. You know how close I am to Jeff Sessions. I know how close you are to Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions has been our mentor. Jeff Sessions is a man with a pure heart and tough as boot leather. This seat is Jeff Sessions' seat.
Just look at Bannon's eyes, but also watch his actions. It's just straightforward. It's the truth. You look at all the Politico weasels in both parties, they're mentally ill. They care about what the fake system thinks. They have no integrity. They have no moral compass. They have no rudder. They have no North Star. They have no God, but just self-aggrandizement. And then that does not fulfill. It just drives you deeper into the mental illness. Bannon at Roy Moore rally. We're going to give you that. Stephen Bannon smacks around the swamp at the rally. Those clips are coming up. And then former Congressman Ron Paul, the latest on North Korea and how to hopefully stop World War III. This is the InfoWar. Please spread the word.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire. Fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
We are back live. Paul Ryan has announced a plan to try to raise taxes They know that'll kill the economy. That's their goal. That's why they wrote Obamacare. Yeah, the Republicans wrote it. The Democrats love it because they love being schmucks, being screwed over by the bipartisan criminals. In other news, flashback, Trump warns parents to watch out for pervert wiener, says keep your young daughters away from him, he's a pervert. Of course, he's convicted of that now. Trump said it back in 2012. What do you think Trump's talking about? He also tweeted about pedophile rings and said they should all be executed. And they are being arrested at record levels. So then I've seen articles in Time Magazine, Newsweek, AOL, saying, oh, no, it's a myth. That's a talking point. There aren't pedophile rings being busted. It doesn't exist. Yeah, like the Deputy Pope and Senator Menendez, all the rest of it. You people are crazy. You are something else, man. Wow. Can you imagine working for Comedy Central and posing as a news reporter when you're really a comic and then reading off a teleprompter and defending this? What a bunch of desperate losers. So that's all coming up as well. But yeah, Republicans to raise taxes, consumer confidence falls, new home sales hit 8-month low. And you know, they were trying to get consumer confidence up, did get some of their jobs up, but didn't get the stock market up. But if they can just hold those tax cuts up a little bit longer and keep Obamacare in a little bit longer, they can get you and make you real poor and have to live off handouts. And boy, isn't that sad? Because they know if we got an open free market, you'll vote for what you want, which is freedom, and then they won't be in charge. See, too bad, isn't it? Just too bad. Intellectually, we're breaking with them. And so the NFL and all of them can go bankrupt with us as well. How's that sound? And Hollywood and Viacom and all the rest of you people. You were all living off laundered money. You're all living off a bunch of Ponzi schemes that make Bernie Madoff look like a choir boy. And it's all going to come down, scum. Everybody knows you're the establishment. Nice bait and switch. We are the resistance. If you're watching this transmission or listening to it, you are the resistance, not Viacom, the biggest media company in the world, dedicated every day to lying about yours truly. A badge of unbelievable honor. But when I see your mind control slaves, the ones in the street that try to attack me, who repeat the things that are on Colbert Show and all these other programs, that's why I said they've been put into a mentally retarded state. And I mean that. It's very sad. Now, if you want to break with these people, and if you want to go up against them, and if you want to absolutely break their will, you financially support us. That's the big Comedy Central attack, is that we have money to fund ourselves. We sell things. Oh, my God. We're not Viacom trying to sexualize kids at age 4. Admittedly, at Nickelodeon, I'm sorry, we're not the Nickelodeon pedophile channel or whatever it is, the sexualization channel. And you can fund us and get high-quality things you need, like water filtration is discounted today, 20%. Do not drink the fluoride, which CNN now admits causing massive brain damage. You can get high-quality supplements like X2. You can get high-quality products. You can get high-quality shirts like CNN's fake news to spread the word and exercise free speech. You can get 40% off our great, pure, organic, highest-rated, by even outside labs that hate our guts. Highest rated even by BuzzFeed. Which we have the highest rated. They tested it. Highest rated B12 that their lab test. They hated that. They inadvertently had to admit it, though. They were like, yes, it's pure B12. And yeah, blah, 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 blah. But here's the best, this lab says. And have you who we private label from? So anyways, break their will. Spread the links. Spread the articles. Pray for InfoWars. And buy the products. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We also just launched a bunch of great private labeled essential oils for 25% off what they are in stores. InfoWarsStore.com. Finance the resistance. Finance the rebellion. Finance the victory. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.